Welcome to Faith Working by Love, a podcast of Emmanuel Sovereign Grace Fellowship. Is biblical salvation more than justification? Is the gospel only good news about the forgiveness of sins, or is there more to it? Recently, John Piper made some statements about salvation that have created a flurry of criticism on social media. Here's one of those statements. Paul calls this effect, or fruit, or evidence of faith, the work of faith, 1 Thessalonians 1:3, 2 Thessalonians 1:11, and the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and 16:26. These works of faith, and this obedience of faith, these fruits of the Spirit that come by faith, are necessary for our final salvation. No holiness, no heaven, Hebrews 12:14. So we should not speak of getting to heaven by faith alone, in the same way we are justified by faith alone. Now, this very quote was used by someone on the internet to try to demonstrate that Piper is out of line with the historic Reformed confessions and doesn't believe in salvation by grace alone, through faith alone. Now, I used to believe that this kind of criticism of John Piper was usually the result of simply misunderstanding him. But I've come to see that it's not about misunderstanding at all. It's about not believing the scriptures. Notice with me that Piper didn't say that we are justified by faith alone, but get into heaven by something other than faith. Here's the quote. So we should not speak of getting to heaven by faith alone, in the same way we are justified by faith alone. The phrase, in the same way, is critical. In order for us to see that what Piper says is not just nuance, but foundational and biblical truth, we need to take a moment to look at what the Bible says about salvation. Let's start with the doctrine of justification. God the Son was sent to this earth to carry out, as incarnate God, the salvation of the elect. He did this by living and dying in their place. He lived a perfect life of obedience to the Father, fulfilling all righteousness. He died as a sinless and blameless sacrifice on the cross to pay for the sins of all those given to him by the Father. Now, justification happens in a person's life when, through the regenerating work of the Spirit, a sinner places their trust fully in Jesus Christ. When this happens, God justifies the person. He accounts the sinner to be righteous. His sins are forgiven. All sins, past, present, and future, are removed, and no condemnation will ever come upon this person. The very righteousness of Christ is imputed to the forgiven sinner, so that God may rightly issue the verdict, justified. Romans 5, 1 and 2, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And this trust, this faith, is a faith apart from works. It's a resting faith, a trusting faith. Romans 4, 4 and 5 says this, now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as is due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. As Luther said, we are simul justus et peccator, at the same time, just and sinner, a person with no works, nothing to offer to God but his own sinful soul, is declared just on the basis of what Christ has done, received by faith alone. And this verdict can never be undone. The justified will never come under condemnation. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, Piper believes this, and he has written extensively on this subject. This teaching is in line with the scriptures and with the Reformed confessions. However, when a person is born again and places their trust in Jesus, other things are taking place, in addition to justification. And these things continue to take place for the rest of the believer's life, whether it's long or short. In today's modern American form of evangelicalism, there exists the same consumerist mindset that dominates American culture. We live in a transactional society, and most would like, actually most wish, for salvation to be a transaction that they can take care of and settle once and for all. Like insurance purchased with the impossibility of ever being revoked, they want to make a decision that will render certain their salvation and their future entrance into heaven. Why do people want this so badly? Well, the reason is so that they can then get on with their lives without having their generally worldly way of living cause them discomfort. Who wouldn't want that, right? Well, only a true Christian wouldn't want that. A true Christian, one who has truly believed the gospel and been justified by faith alone, will desire to live the rest of his or her life faithfully following the Savior. Salvation isn't a transaction for the true Christian. Salvation is a work of God. Justification by faith that rests and does not work is a gracious gift from God. Sanctification and perseverance by a faith that works by love is also a gracious gift from God. The same faith, in one respect, resting and refusing to work, and in another, active and diligent and persevering. So when John Piper states that we should not speak of getting to heaven by faith alone in the same way that we are justified by faith alone, what he means is that our getting into heaven is truly by faith alone, even as our justification is by faith alone. However, he also means that it's one and the same faith that rests from its works in justification and works out its salvation with fear and trembling in sanctification and perseverance. Therefore, if a person claims to have this faith in justification, but doesn't demonstrate in life the same faith working by love in sanctification, then the person has no rightful claim to justification and therefore no rightful claim to heaven. So many want to see everything in salvation accomplished outside the believer. They want everything to be positional. They then want to call this understanding reformed. But it's hardly reformed. It's more Gnostic than anything else. Biblical salvation is accomplished by God, not by us. The God who brought us into union with his Son by faith will also, through that union, change our hearts and lives in a real and visible way. The fruit of this union will show forth in a changed life, devotion to God, and ultimately, perseverance in the faith. Indeed, there will be many failures. Unlike justification, which knows of no increase or decrease, sanctification and perseverance aren't about perfection. Christians will sin, and sometimes sin in ways that will cause much pain to themselves and others. They will stumble in the way, but they will continue in the faith. They will persevere. They will be changed more and more into that which they are forever to be, the humble, grateful, faithful servants of their Savior. God's salvation is a complete salvation from beginning to end. Reformed theology has always seen this salvation as a sovereign work of God that not only occurs in heaven, justification, but in the everyday lives of his elect and converted children, sanctification. Those who want to live for Christ on their terms, following him when they feel like it, obeying him as it seems convenient, these are those who desire a transactional salvation. They may repudiate the idea, but what they truly desire is not a relationship with God through his Son, but a ticket to heaven. We do well to listen to the warnings of Scripture. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, Hebrews 12:14. Those who persevere to the end in conquering faith will be saved, Revelation 2 and 3. These are true and biblical statements. They don't contradict the fact that of all those given to Jesus by the Father, he will lose none, John 6:39. They don't contradict the fact that justification is by faith without works, Romans 4:5. All of these verses must be taken up together to have a fully biblical view of salvation that exalts equally in the truth of once and for all time justification by faith alone, and in the fact that this same faith works out salvation in fear and trembling unto the end, Philippians 2:12 and 13. One faith, a sincere and vibrant faith that joins us to the Savior, a resting faith, a working faith, never working where it should be resting, never resting where it should be working. Who is sufficient for such things? Is it any wonder that Jesus said that the deceptions of the false Christ that would come after him would be so great that they would deceive even the elect, if that were possible? Matthew 24:24. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Matthew 24:13. It just so happens that the one who is truly justified by faith alone is also and always the one who will by that same faith endure to the end and be saved. Why, you may ask, is this the case? Because our justification and our sanctification and our perseverance unto glorification is all the work of the same sovereign God and all a part of the same biblical salvation in Christ, our Lord and Savior. The absolute necessity of sanctification and perseverance is on trial today in the professing church. It's a shame that we need the justification of sanctification among those who claim to be reformed. Thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you next time we're together on Faith Working by Love.